Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. In a significant step towards enhancing farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the government has given the nod to minimum support price funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for cotton season 2023-24. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet also cleared the small hydropower development scheme for the period of 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains of foremost priority. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings on the upcoming festival of Eid. The government has assured that crude availability is normal and refineries are operating at maximum capacity. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi this afternoon.
Crude availability is normal. Refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Domestic LPG production has increased by 40%. No dryout has been reported at retail outlets and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at petrol pumps. Regarding natural gas, PNG and CNG for transport are being made available to consumers 100% without any cuts.
100% without any cut, consumers ko available karaya ja raha hai.
Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that all Indian vessels remain safe. He said in the past 24 hours, 25 Indian nationals were repatriated after sign-off from various ports. Lok Sabha today passed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The legislation was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Before the passage of the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026, the House also approved demands for grants for 2026-27 under the control of the different ministries by applying the guillotine. The House negated the cut motions moved by the opposition members with a voice vote. Later, the House adjourned for the day. It will now meet at 11 a.m. on Monday. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members, who are set to retire from April to June this year. Later, the Upper House was adjourned for the day to meet again on the 23rd of this month. The meeting of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs is underway at Parliament House Annex A. The committee is being briefed by the representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs on safety, security and repatriation of the Indian diaspora during the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict involving the US-Israel alliance and Iran continues to escalate into a major confrontation as Israel's defense minister Israel Katz today claimed that the Israeli military has killed Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib. And in Orleans Masters badminton, Ayush Shetty has advanced to the pre-quarter final in men's singles. Ayush defeated compatriot Kiran George in a round of 32 match in France this evening. However, Kidambi Srikanth made an early exit. In men's doubles, India's Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Harihar and Amsa Kurunan have also progressed to round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.